There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Cormac Desmond joins me. Cormac, your brother, Anthony, Tony, is seriously ill in China. Bring me up to speed. Good morning to you.
Morning, PJ. Yeah, that's right. He's in a coma in China after he acquired a head injury after a fall on the 26th of February. So he had some fairly serious head injuries. It's been operated on twice now, and yeah, it's about 9 weeks now. So. We're waiting for him to wake up, really.
Tell me a little bit about him. He's been in China for over a decade, I think.
Yeah. So he went over first. He went back to college. He's 58 now. He went back to college and went back to UCC and then did a master's in Chinese culture and enterprise. So he went over to China as on a placement as part of that, and he really liked it. So He got a job as an English teacher, did a TEFL, and he's been teaching English since, since 2012.
Is he in a major city or a town, or where is he?
Yeah, it's Shenzhen. It's just over the border from Hong Kong, so it's the third biggest city in China. But, you know, sure, I'd never heard of it before he moved over.
Yeah, I would have thought it was a sauce for a curry, like yourself. You know? So the 26th of February, what happened to him?
So he was coming home from a social occasion, an open mic night, and he lost his balance, he was walking up a slope, and lost his balance, fell back, and hit the back of his head off the ground, basically. He was on his own, but CCTV shows that it was just an accident, and, you know, there was no one else involved.
Who found him, or was he there for a while?
So he was there for about, they reckon 30 minutes was the longest he was waiting, you know, before an actual ambulance came along. So somebody found him, like a shopkeeper.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Was he there a long time before he was found?
About half an hour. So okay. It wasn't, you know, like, it's a pretty busy place, so he wouldn't be kind of... it wouldn't be long before someone would find you.
Which is a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
So he's been in a coma since, has he?
That's right, yeah. Yeah. Okay. He moved out of ICU. He's off life support. He's in a high dependency unit. He's been intervened, or he's been tube fed.
Right.
But he's breathing independently. And there is some movement, there's some involuntary eye opening and stuff like that. That's good. Yeah, definitely.
But they don't know the extent of the damage, so to speak, until he actually does wake up. Are they confident that he will eventually?
They are, yeah. They don't like to give any kind of any definite, or they don't want to get your hopes up. I mean, there's still a chance he can never wake up.
Yes.
But they're, you know, they've indicated to us they're confident he will wake up.
That's good. That's good.
We just don't know what the long-term result will be, functionalities he'll have back, you know.
How easy or difficult is it to communicate with the hospital? I mean, the language, there must be a language barrier, surely, isn't there?
There is. I mean, I suppose we're lucky in that, you know, he has friends over there who, they can speak Chinese, they can help us translate. His work colleagues have been really good. The Irish Embassy in China have been really good helping us translate. But, and you know, like I had, the Chinese have a kind of a version of, it's like WhatsApp, Revolut, Facebook all rolled into one. So I had that because that was the easiest way to contact with Tony. So we're communicating with the doctor via that, and it translates things for you. But stuff gets lost in translation. So there's nothing like, you know, it would be great if you're able to just pick up the phone and have a in-depth chat with him. But that's kind of missing, like, you know.
I know. Now, you have set up a GoFundMe because the obvious aim, the eventual aim, is to get him home. But that is going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah, potentially, yeah. It's, I mean, we're hoping that he'll be mobile when he's, like, when he's coming home. You know, like that he might just need a wheelchair.
Yes.
And someone accompanying him. Well, you know, even better, able to just come home on his own. But that's kind of like, you know, obviously we'd help him home. But, you know, the chances are he'll need a lot of rehabilitation after. So, yeah, and the worst case scenario then is an air ambulance, which is, you know, you're basically chartering a flight and you could be talking 150,000 for that. So we're just, you know, if that's the case, we just have to go to a different level of...
I know. You don't really know a time scale here. It could be a couple of months. It could be a few weeks. It could be...
Yeah. I mean...
Has anyone been able to go out to him, Cormac?
Yeah. Like, I went out as soon as I heard. I was... I was able to get a visa fairly quickly with from the Chinese Embassy in Dublin. And the Irish Embassy in China kind of helped with that as well. I have another brother in London, so it took him a while to get his visa. Chinese Embassy in London is much busier, but it kind of worked out better because I went out for a few weeks, and then my brother went out as I was coming back. So we had someone there for, you know, the first 6 weeks, but now we're kind of hoping that. Well, we're hoping that he'll start waking up, and one of us will be there for that.
Yeah, you were able to get out and like be by his bed and all that, yeah.
Yeah, but even then, no, you're still restricted in the time you can spend, like in a high dependency unit or in an ICU.
Mm-hmm. COVID restrictions, Cormac, in Shenzhen?
Not really. It's you have to wear a mask on the underground. Well, you don't really, actually. A lot of people do. You have to wear one in a hospital.
Yes, and that's what I think.
After that, you need to make a declaration and have a COVID test on your flight in.
I see.
If this had happened maybe 2 months ago, it would have been impossible to get there.
Imagine if it happened a year ago.
Forget about it. There'd be no one getting in.
So, you've set this up. It's an iDonate page, I think. For Tony. The idea is to try and crowdfund. It's standing at around 11,000 and something, 11,635 raised at the moment. And that's without a whole pile of publicity, which hopefully from this day forward you'll get, because it's a tragic story. I know that you've been dealing with the Department of Foreign Affairs, but I'm sure you'll know Micheál Martin's job is Minister for Foreign Affairs at the moment.
Yeah.
Been in touch with his office to see can they render any assistance?
Yeah, well, we have been in touch, so they're aware of the case, all right?
Good.
And, you know, like they're in touch with HSE and the embassy. So I suppose until like we know what his needs are and stuff,
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah, we're hoping they'll get a bit more involved.
But it's still important to put some funds aside so that when getting him home happens or whatever happens, there's a couple of quid there to put your hands on. What we're going to do, Cormac, is following this conversation, we're going to share the details of the crowdfund and everything else with all of our colleagues in the print media who hopefully will pick up on it. Because it's just a... It could happen. You see, it could be, and I think this is why this resonates with people, Cormac. It could be any of us tomorrow. Those of us who have friends, family, overseas. It could be any of us tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
You close as brothers?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's just three of us, you know, our parents passed away 8 years ago, so we'd be fairly... we'd be in touch regularly enough for, you know, obviously we're in different countries, but yeah, we'd, I wish I'd gone out and visited him before this, you know, like seeing his life over there. It was, and his friends,
He just went out, in a placement and as part of his course and literally fell in love with the place, eh?
Yeah. Wow. And, you know, I suppose it's a very young city. It's a migrant city. There's a lot of opportunity there, you know, and it's kind of an exciting place. Like, so
sounds it.
And he loves gadgets. He loves his electronic gadgets. So,
and what was it? You said he went back to college to do this master's in culture and not Chinese. What attracted him to that?
It was just because he'd gone back to do an undergraduate.
Right.
Philosophy in English, and he was hoping to continue, and this looked like, well, a great opportunity and very interesting as well.
And so it turned out to be, until this tragedy happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you going to try and get out there again?
Yeah, as soon as we hear that, you know, there's some... there's some signs of him regaining consciousness. I want to be there, you know. But I mean, if it just keeps going on, you know, I'll try and get up there as well, because you'd be moving to a general ward where there'll be visiting hours will be a lot more relaxed.
Yes.
That'll be next week, so you'd be able to sit by his bed or whatever.
Oh, he'll be on a general ward next week.
Yeah.
But, oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. Because he had an operation recently, and I think that's their last kind of surgical intervention. They're basically kind of repairing. It's a kind of a titanium mesh, that kind of thing.
So, I see. And have they? I know you said we won't know the full extent until he wakes up, but have they been able to give you a guesstimate as to whether he will be okay or what?
I suppose at the start they kind of, you know, they said there might be a 5-10% chance of him having no, like, waking up and you know, not, I'm going back to
no permanent
kind of capacity. Yeah, yeah. But even then, it takes ages to wake up from what I've been reading, and it takes a lot of rehabilitation as well.
Time will tell it out. But the news so far, the news is good. You just need to put a plan in place for him. Well, as I said, this interview will go podcasted, and we will also share the crowdfunder, the donate page, with all of our colleagues in the wider print media. And we wish you well, and we'd love to keep in touch and see when there is any news.
Fantastic, PJ. Thank you. And I'd like to thank everybody who's responded so far as well. It's just been amazing, you know.
All right. Cormac, take care. Look after yourself. It could be any of us tomorrow. Any of us who have people overseas, brothers or sisters or sons or daughters or cousins or friends. It could be any of us overseas. That's why it's such a human story.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.